are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. And, Fred, thank you for your contribution. I appreciate that. Came in during the break there. So, we're here to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we're giving a muzzleloader away. And we've got the youth hunting season coming up here next Saturday, Youth Day. Maybe we'll get a couple of the young kids from out there and Montgomery County, the call in from the secret lair during next week's youth hunt. I know the guys are gearing up for that. I have a lease in Montgomery County, and two of the three shooters that we saw are gone, both taken by the same guy. So congratulations to Brad, who took a beautiful buck with his CVA muzzleloader Optima V2 pistol last week during the muzzleloader season, and then again here the other day, he took one of the other shooters, a gorgeous 10-point, over 150 inches, from the same stand with his bow. So congratulations to those guys, but the youngsters will be out there next Saturday all across the state, some of them on Sundays as well, and we can't wait to hear from some of the kids and start seeing some of those kids' pictures coming in.
Oh, yes. We want to see him for BBS.
Yep. The youth division of the BBS, Bucks, Bears, and Stags, the organization that Robin is the unpaid executive volunteer executive
we
director.
Volunteer a lot of our time.
We volunteer a lot of our time, no question. Well, you know what? It's okay. The magazine is our living. The radio show, you know,
it helps
a little bit. But, you know, mostly it's the magazines and this, and that's it.
When Dale was talking before,
yeah,
I just wanted to say, Bill gets paid, and Bill does an amazing job, and he and you are on the phone constant. Anybody who thinks this does not go 24/7 all year long is crazy, because I've had to come to terms with the amount of time you put into it and volunteer to it, and I just want everybody to know how hard you all work, you and Bill both.
Yep. And if anybody wants to learn who Bill Miles is, his profile's on the website. Some of the most striking legislation for both hunters and anglers here in Maryland has been shepherded in through the efforts of Bill Miles and the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus here in Maryland. And we are closely aligned with the caucus. The caucus is the one that gives us standing in Annapolis to do what we do.
Well, you know, anybody who knows me, and you know me well, knows I've dealt with politics my whole life.
Yep.
With my dad.
Your dad
and
was...
you know how I feel about politics, okay? And I listen to people say, well, you pay a lobbyist to do this. You can't do it without doing that. There is no way. Hunters would not have the rights that they have now.
No.
If we didn't have Bill and
right.
we didn't have a lobbyist.
You're absolutely right.
I have people
right.
say, why do you put money into that? Because you don't get it done. I mean, you know how I feel about politics. I don't like it. I don't like the
way
it's
run. Well, your father was a politician.
He
was a delegate, and he wound up being Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources under Bobby Ehrlich. So, you know.
And I just don't like the way the process goes. That's just me. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can't do it without it. It doesn't matter what my personal feelings are.
Exactly.
And you all kill yourselves for this.
And it's not only that. And people think, we pay a lobbyist and that's where our money goes. No. This organization is a 501c4 corporation. What that means is we're not allowed to endorse a political party. We're not allowed to endorse a particular politician. But we are allowed to donate money and we are allowed to lobby. Okay? That's what the organization is. It's an educational organization. It's a wildlife management organization. But we do it through our influence on the General Assembly. Okay? So, A lot of people don't understand how much money it takes to go to fundraisers for politicians and donate to politicians, the ones that are most helpful, the ones that are in key positions, and not just the ones from Baltimore.
That's what I was trying to explain, because
people
don't understand how it works, and I see how it works, and people say, well, why do you have to give money for this and that? I don't like it. Other people don't like it, but you got to do it.
It's the system.
It's the only way you can do it.
If it's a chairman of a committee, if it's a member of a committee that hears our testimony during the legislative process, people don't understand. You only get one shot. You only get one bite of the apple. When you introduce a bill, okay, you have one day and about 2 minutes to testify and make your point to the committee, okay? That's it. That's your bite of the apple. And if you don't convince the committee, either in the House or the Senate, if you don't convince the committee and you don't have the votes of the people in that committee, the majority of the votes in that committee, your legislation's dead. It's gone.
And people don't realize they can lose their sunny hunting, the amount of sunny hunting that you've already got.
You can lose a lot of stuff.
You could lose that at any time.
Anytime.
And also, you're not just fighting just for Sunday. You're fighting for the balance, too, where other people don't take the deer out in a way that you all don't get to hunt. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. Sure.
I don't think I put that the right way.
I get it. Yeah, I understand.
But
you're talking about other ways that deer are killed in this state that may lead to a wasteful situation and may lead to a reduction of the deer herd where you're paying a farmer to lease a farm and the guy next door is, whacking them and stacking them. Nobody
and
wants
not just
that.
But
that's one way.
It's all wildlife conservation.
Yes.
Okay, because if it gets overpopulated, it's bad for the deer, and if it gets underpopulated, it's bad for us.
Right.
For our anyway,
I just wanted to thank you. I'm glad people don't understand the amount of time that's involved. I told Dale, 150 hours of research. How much time do you spend at work? How many hours is 150 hours? What does that translate to in your work? A month. A month of work. Okay. That much research time and crafting time. And we do these things called white papers. It's basically a synopsis or a background of everything involved in the subject at hand. The Poaching Restitution Act was huge, huge. So was strict liability.
I think when you ask people to give, they don't understand the magnitude of it.
They don't.
And I don't think it's their fault. I just think.
Well, what I was getting at was the political contributions are incredible. I know people don't want their money to go to that, but it goes to that to preserve the heritage and traditions of hunting, because you have to have the influence of those. You have to have the ear of those lawmakers that have influence on the decisions.
And then
you
get into my arguments.
I know. I know.
I was trying to be
supportive. Fred, good morning. Thanks for holding. How you doing, buddy? Hello, Fred.
Yeah, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, we wanted to give a big shout out to Elizabeth, who is participating in the Youth Hunt Day under the mentor program.
Oh, wonderful.
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 So, I years ago I did that for my grandsons who were in the Youth Hunt program, and
sure.
I just, wanted to do that for Elizabeth today.
Very good.
That's great.
Very
I'm glad good. She's getting into it.
All right. Well, glad to hear that, Fred.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Take care. There we go. It is Youth Waterfowl Day, isn't it? Yes, it is. Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you? Joe. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
He fell asleep
on the
top.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I want to offer my highest congratulations to you and Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say to Robin, I think you have an extremely pleasing voice on the radio.
Yes, she does.
And I feel that should Alan have to be sick or something like that, I think you could do a solo in his place.
Don't.
Thank you. I might never get over that.
Joe, don't. Oh, man. I'm not going to be able to live with her the rest of the day.
She deserves it, Alan.
I get
Thank
it.
You, Joe.
I know. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
oh,
it.
This is going to be a fun day, Joe. You have just set me up.
Alan, if you have enough time, you do marvelous jokes and limericks. I'd certainly like to hear one before the show is over.
I will do my best. I will do my best.
Thank you.
All right, Joe. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm heading to the ramp.
You're what?
Heading to the ramp.
Oh, heading to the ramp. Okay, yeah. Good. Where are you fishing today?
Looking to get in on some rockfish. I don't know what that clear sky full moon is going to do to me, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Well, they fed all night. I mean, we get up and we left the house at 3 o'clock this morning, and the geese were going over. I mean, they were coming in, you know, in that full moon. So, you know, those rockfish, you may as well stay home and just go to the fish market, Tim, because those rockfish ate all night.
Oh, I can't do that. I got a guy coming down from Harper's Ferry.
Just
fish with me.
But, well, I wish you a lot of luck.
You'll do fine. You'll do fine. It's dark down there under the water. They don't know if it's full moon or not.
It's weather that we've had. The water temperature isn't that cold, and I'm still hoping for a little bit of a topwater bite this morning.
Hey, that could very well happen. No question about that. No question. So, if you're going out there for rockfish, you're fishing shallows because that's where the water warms up the fastest, right?
We're going to hit it shallow, and then if we can't get them there, we're going to back out a little bit to, like, the first little drop-off areas and maybe throw in a soft plastic
sure.
jig and a little fluke on a lead head or something like
sure.
that, see if we can't jig a few up.
Yep, but, I mean, mid-morning, you know, everybody goes, oh, you got to get out there early. Well, they're still down in that little deeper water on those edges, like you said, at that time. But when that temperature starts going up, they're going to move into where they're comfortable. So, you know, there's the opportunity mid-morning for the topwater bite. So.
Yeah, and also, if that does materialize, that's when the little rattle trap and crankbait bite comes in.
Now, there you go. Yep.
Not everybody thinks about throwing a crankbait, but if you bounce it off a rock like you do for the largemouth, the rockfish will eat it too.
Oh, absolutely. No question. Yep. Very good, Tim. Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, Al. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There goes Tackle Box Tim. Glad to hear him check in. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. The whitetail rut has kicked off. The bucks are chasing the does. And it's the best time of year to take a big buck with your bow, and that's a Matthews Solo Cam. If you like those vertical compound bows, if you're a crossbow person, well, Chesapeake Outdoors can help you with that, too. They've got Barnett and Mission and 10 Point and Carbon Express and Excalibur and the brand-new Raven crossbow. There's the one to see. Take a look at that one. For firearms, they got a full line of complete line of camouflage firearms for waterfowl. If you want a camo gun for deer hunting, they got that, too. They have Remington and Choppa and Escort, all of those. And you know, they can order any kind of firearm you want. There's only one or two kinds that they can't get. Banded and Under Armour camouflage clothing, a full complete selection of boots and waders and hip boots and things like that, a full line of Yeti coolers, all of that, waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, large selection of clothing and boots. Where's all this wonderful stuff? That's right, Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B on Ken Island, Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500. Exit 39B, Dominion Road. Look for that, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back. It sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rode the wind down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed all around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my bug. She shot my bug. I keep his trail cam.
She fired around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. So sad.
Now, see, the good thing is you don't have to worry about that with me, but Brian has to worry about Jace has to worry about Brian.
Brian? Oh, I know. I got to worry about it with Laura, too. Anyway, all right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving a muzzleloader away at the end of this month. That's a CVA muzzleloader. Haven't heard from Paul. Don't know if he got it or not yet, but he's probably out there with his hunting buddies and out there either waterfowl or deer hunting today. It is Youth Waterfowl Day, is it not? I'm so sorry. I should have known that, but
they have no idea.
The listeners have no idea what we do during the week, do they?
Oh, it's been crazy.
No. Our buddy Dale from Easton always says, remember when I tell you about burning that candle both ends? I said, buddy, there's just a little puddle of wax there with a smoldering wick. There's no candle left.
It has been crazy.
It has been crazy.
We haven't, I mean, we keep talking about getting married. We barely got to work on the wedding.
I know. Well, for example, the magazines come in Wednesday. So we left the Eastern Shore at 5:30. Magazines were delivered at 7. We loaded up. We headed to Washington County. We went to Hancock. And we went to Clear Spring. And we went to Hagerstown. And then we went – well, we actually stopped on the way out. We stopped at Jason Poole's taxidermy shop and Frederick Equipment in Carroll and Frederick. And then we went out all the way out to Washington County, worked our way back through Hagerstown. And we went to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah.
If you remember, we went up to see our buddy up at Shanks Argo.
Yeah, I remember being there.
Yep.
And that's a miracle.
Did you remember it? Yeah. But then we weren't done. We came back down. 81, there was a terrible accident on 81, so we had to go over the river and through the woods, literally over a couple of rivers and through a lot of woods to get back onto 70. Wound up going to Jefferson. And where else do we go? Oh, we went to Brunswick. We went to Mount Airy.
Where was the gun shack?
Mount Airy. Mount then we went to Montgomery County too. We went down to Imesville, and we went to Damascus. We were all over
all
the place.
All I know is we left the house at 5:30, and we pulled in the house at
9 o'clock. And got up and did it again the next day.
Yeah.
In southern Maryland. So, folks, 410-922-6680. Call in now if you want to get in the muzzleloader contest. All you got to do is call in, 410-922-6680. You leave your name and your phone number. You go on the air with me and say hi. I entered the contest or whatever. You just got to go on the air. That's one of the rules. So if you're not cold smoking salmon out on your deck, you're welcome to call in. Anita will take your call. And Anita is here without a lot of sleep. And I didn't yell at you, did I? See, she didn't think I yelled at her.
I told him he better be nice.
I'm trying to be nice. I am nice.
I just feel so bad because I've worked those shifts. I've done that.
Oh, it's. She's been here since 6 o'clock last night. It's 12 hours.
We got to get some toothpicks to prop the eyes out.
Yeah, something. So, anyway, but she's very polite and nice on the phone, right?
It is Junior Waterfowl Hunting Day today and February 10th.
February 10th. Yeah, I knew there were 2 days, and I just... It just went out of my head. This is November 4th, right?
Yep.
Do you know the first Sunday hunting day in Maryland was November 4th of 2004?
No, I do not.
First Sunday hunting day, 2004, was an archery day. Of course, it was the first Sunday of firearm season that year, too. But guess what? I killed a 9-point buck on the first day ever, first Sunday ever of hunting being allowed on Sunday in Maryland. A 9-point buck. That's the rack that's all busted off the plaque that my carpet guy dropped. Remember?
Yep.
Yep. Rack on a plaque is all I did with that 9-point, and I got to get it fixed. But.
Well, I was thinking about what he said about me running a solo show, right?
Yeah.
I don't have your knowledge. If they want to talk about medical stuff or working on crochet or keeping you straight, I'd be great. But, you know, when it comes to the hunting and fishing, I'm still learning.
I think I'm the man Landers of the outdoor
world.
You're
the man Landers. Do I get to tell him? No, I'm not going to tell him. Don't worry.
You can tell him I watch General Hospital.
He does. It reminds me of me and my grandmother and grandfather, which I absolutely love. He and I watch it together and just goof off and talk about how stupid it is and how great it is.
Whatever time of the day it happens to be, we happen to have it.
Right.
You know, usually it's 8 o'clock last night, 9 o'clock last night. General Hospital. What's Sonny's last name?
Corinthos. I love that last name.
Corinthos, like the Corinthians in the Bible. All right. Colleen. Good morning, Colleen.
Hello,
Colleen,
Alan. How you doing?
Colleen.
I think he's losing it.
He's losing his mind.
It's already gone.
That's okay. That's what happens. I'm just entering that...
muzzleloader contest.
Yeah, for my... granddaughter's husband, who is an avid hunter.
Got it.
Awesome.
Yes, he loves to hunt. So.
Beautiful. Sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds have a great wonderful. Day.
All right, you guys sound good.
Thank you, dear. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. And we've got Richard. Richard, where are you calling from?
I'm in Kingsville, Alan.
Where?
In Kingsville.
Kingsville. Okay. What's on your mind?
I was just calling to enter the muzzleloader contest.
And you're in.
And say good morning to you and Robin.
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you back. Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Richard. All right. We got some callers on the line. And you know what? I think I'll tell the folks about Clyde Sport Shop. What do you think?
You go right ahead.
Youth waterfowl season, you know, the BPS pump shotgun's a great one. We talked about that earlier. But, you know, once you get to be a little bigger... And you want to have a full-size shotgun, you know, once somebody turns 16 or maybe after the end of their last youth season, it'd be nice to hand off a shotgun. Why not make it a Browning A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, and best balanced and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet? Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass. It's ergo balanced. The recoil operates the kinematic drive system, which puts the next round in the chamber. It's an autoloader, of course. 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee. The A5 from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop. Now look, you want a really, really nice deer rifle. It's the X-Bolt. Now, this is extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting. Perfection. Comes in the Hell's Canyon Speed model in the ATEX Arid Urban Camo. It comes with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt. I love that short throw bolt. I mean, it just pop, pop, and you reload it, ready to go. And then it comes in the standard, which X-Bolt, which comes in all the calibers, every standard magnum and short magnum caliber available. So check out the full line of the X-Bolt centerfire high-powered rifles at Clyde Sports Shop. And one more for the waterfowlers in Mossy Oak Camo, the Maxxis shotgun. It's an auto loader. It has a power drive gas system that reduces recoil, 3 or 3.5-inch chambers. You'll love it all. And the Browning ammunition at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot. Like,
all right. Thanks for holding on there, Neil. And how are you this morning?
All right.
Good. What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you? Hello?
Right.
Neil?
How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
How are you doing?
Vic, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, this is Vic.
Hey, Vic. How are you, buddy?
Yeah. Okay, I sent you some reflections on that case, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I read that.
I know you've been really busy.
Yeah.
Look, I just wanted to get a muzzleloader contest, and I was feeling bad last week because I didn't get in on the matching funds thing, but I see since it's extended, I'm going to have to make a point to maybe enter one of your raffles.
That'd be great, Vic.
I'm spending some money up front for my own club. We're raising some stuff for, but
what's the club, Vic?
Well, I run the Baltimore Backgammon Club.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's neat.
And we're trying to raise some money for a Player of the Year set you know.
Might have get him a little trophy or something and that type of thing?
Well, this is actually, an $800 value vacuum set.
Wow, nice.
Giveaway. But we got to buy some other sets. We're having our own. We're raffling another one off, we've just about sold all the tickets. So
Baltimore back camera.
But you still
got tickets available?
Still have tickets available for the Baltimore Backgammon Club?
Do we have what?
Tickets available. Still have tickets available.
Yeah, we still do.
Okay.
They can go to our website. It's just baltimorebackgammonclub.com.
All right.
I might do that actually myself. Because I used to play in college and I loved it. I haven't played in years. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're out there in Timonium twice a month.
There you go.
Very cool.
Anyway.
Cool. All right, Vic.
All right, but take care.
And, all right, buddy.
Good work you all do.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Vic. What a great guy. Let's talk to, I did something wrong there. Rick, good morning. How are you, Rick?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Listen, I was just looking through some social media, and the Peace Cross celebration in Bladensburg has been canceled for November 11th, and I'm just not sure whether they came to... the whacks on the left that don't appreciate a cross or they don't appreciate the military. Do you have any info on that?
You know, I did. I saw from the Republican Party something came across on email. I really didn't read it, but I think that the Attorney General has something to do with that. I just let me see.
Oh, okay. So that explains the nut job part of it.
Well, I won't go there.
I grew up around Peace Cross.
Here it is.
I love it up there.
Here it is. It says, sign the petition, tell Attorney General Frosch to stand up for the Peace Cross. And that came in yesterday. And this is from Patrick O'Keefe, the Maryland GOP political director. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just wondering why they canceled it in the beginning, though.
I do not know the answer. I do not know.
I hope one of the listeners knows, because it's an important event. And by the way, it's an important statement we make when we stop celebrating Christianity because of the cross. And
that's
we
right.
Celebrating the military because they defend us.
Exactly right. The two tend to overlap on that point right there, don't they?
Yeah.
Yep. And, and it's a shame. Yeah, it's a shame. Well, there's an outright attack on Christianity in this country. It began many years ago, but in the last administration, it seemed to speed up and gave people on the other side more ammunition and more boldness, so to speak, to attack all these things. You know, we have a history in this country. You cannot erase the history of this country by tearing down a monument. Okay.
Shouldn't we celebrate our forward thinkingness and our ability to self correct? We didn't have to have
We did self correct. Yes.
Yeah. We didn't have to have another country come over here and tell us how to treat our people.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep.
So why don't we celebrate that instead of feeling like
I got it.
It's a blemish, but you know your scars make you stronger.
Exactly, Rick. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you, buddy. Take care. Bye bye. There he goes. Ted. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome this morning. How are you doing?
Great, Ted.
Awesome. Well, I want to do two things. First, I want to get into the muzzleloader contest. But the second thing I want to bring up a little bit off topic is...
Please. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I've got six callers lined up. So what's off topic?
Well, the off topic is I wanted just to kind of point out and see if anybody else has had this the same crabbing situation that I'm having.
Oh, go ahead. Crabbing's fine.
Well, normally the crabbing shuts down right about 50, 52 degrees of water temperature. And so
right.
I've always been able to get crabs anywhere from Halloween to Thanksgiving. And this year the water temperature is still about 62 degrees, but it seems like it's really kind of shut down early. And I'm a little concerned for the crabs. If they're shutting down early, if they're going to have the energy to make it all the way through the winter.
Well, they're probably migrating to warmer waters, which is what they do every year.
Well, I mean, I hear you on that. Now, I have a friend he dives for oysters. He says there's tons of crabs down there, but they said that they're not getting deep in the mud. They're just kind of stagnant down there. He said he's never seen anything like it. They're not really active. They're just kind of hanging out.
Right. I don't know the answer, Ted. I'm not a crab. And I don't know anything about it, honestly. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but I don't have a reason for it. I would suggest that they're probably stacked up where they can have food and oxygen, and maybe it's just like they're just hanging out, getting ready to go out en masse.
That's possible. But
I don't know. And they may not be eating. That's the thing.
Well, that's true.
Or they may, you know, they may be getting ready for a final shed since the water temperature is so high.
Well, I mean, if that's one option.
Yep.
It just seems kind of strange that they're not biting and they're not really doing anything, and the water temperature is still way too warm for them to be, you know.
Then perhaps they've been fooled into another shed. That's all I can tell you. That's all I know. Okay.
It's possible. We got a full moon right now. I guess we'll find out in the next couple of days.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Take care. Be good.
See you, Ted. Bye bye. See, that wasn't off topic. That's outdoors. And Glenn, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I just want to get into the contest and
all right.
You and Robin and all.
Thank you very much. You're in it.
Good morning.
Okay. Thank you later.
All right.
Have
thanks.
A good one.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a good one. Bye bye. There we go. Okay. Butch, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing, Butch?
I'm just calling in to get into the muzzleloader contest, and just wondering if you would have an idea on this new apprentice license thing.
Sure.
Are we going to see numbers, you think, from DNR that says it was successful this year?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. I mean, I know a few people personally that got involved, I was talking to Tim Hafer the other day from Hafer's Gunsmithing. He's a hunter safety instructor, has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I just had my first internet class come in for their field day.
Right.
And he said, I will tell you, I was impressed with their knowledge. I said, but how'd they do, you know, with the gun handling and all that? He said, you know, I'm not going to get into specific cases, but he said, they've got to take the written test first, and if they pass it with an 80, then they get to go on. And if they get a 77, let's say, he said, we'll sit down and we'll talk to them, and we'll ask them if they understood the questions and that type of thing. And you know, if they just can't cut it on the written test, they're not going to make it. Okay, but if they can talk to them in the time proper time frame and get them squared away on a few things. And they get out on the range, he said, if you point a gun at somebody, if you don't keep that muzzle controlled, if you put your finger on the trigger, if you do X, Y, Z, you're out. It doesn't matter how well you did. You can get 100 on the written test and still not pass this course if you don't handle your firearm correctly. So, I mean, that goes to hunter safety. When it goes to mentorship program, the apprentice license program, that's the job of the parent. And if the person wants to continue to hunt, then they've got to take the full-blown safety course, and they've got to do the hands-on day, the field day. So,
right.
You know, I mean, so far so good, but we've heard of a couple deer and that type of thing that have been taken. We've seen some people out there in the field, so let's give it a little bit of a chance.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not opposed to it. I mean,
yeah.
The more I thought about it and, you know, kind of accepting it and, actually turned a couple people towards it because
sure.
They weren't able to get into a safety class. And
yeah.
I said, well, you know, there is another option, you know, and they took it that way. So I know with our classes, we tend to find out after the fact sometimes that some of these kids may have maybe a learning disability. And you
that's
almost
true.
Have to sit down and explain.
Sure, some of
the questions on the test are a little more difficult for some of the younger kids, and it takes a little bit more explanation on them because of the wording in them.
Got it. Yep, I understand it. So, all right, buddy, I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
All right, Butch, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Who's held the longest here? That'd be Tom and then Brian. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to call into the show, and we're getting ready to stool out.
Yep.
For the youth hunt.
Youth hunt, youth waterfowl day. You got any utes with you?
I do have some utes with me.
Put one of them on the phone.
All right, hold on. This is Jake.
Okay.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Jake.
Good
how
morning,
are
Jake.
You?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. What are you shooting today?
Shooting some geese.
Yeah. They're a big target. What kind of firearm are you using?
Benelli Super Black Eagle.
That'll work for you, buddy. That'll work for you. So, are you doing any calling? Do you do any calling, or do you let somebody else do that? Huh?
Tom does it.
Tom does the call. Yeah, well, he's okay. You know, Tom's okay. I've shot a few geese over Tom and Victoria calling, so it's all good. Very good. Anybody else? Hand the phone off to somebody.
I think the other guy is asleep.
Well, then he missed his opportunity, Jake. Now, how old are you? Jake, how old are you?
Not this Tom again.
Jake, how old are you?
16.
Last year, huh?
Yep.
You've done this before?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got it. All right, brother. Well, give Mr. Tom the phone back then. Good luck out there.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Tom. I thought that was you.
I like the co-host thing.
I knew you would.
That's a much better deal.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Hey,
welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, and the great outdoors, and today we're featuring crabbing and the latest update on General Hospital.
Hey, just want to put a quick plug in. This is our 14th year for the Miss K. Pavon annual youth hunt.
Okay.
You remember Miss K?
Of course. Yeah, she was a sponsor here. When the geese are flying in a V, they're headed to Vonnie's.
That's correct.
Yeah, you remember hearing that. That's for sure. Yeah.
She was a great asset to kids.
Oh, my.
Well, to all hunters, but she especially loved kids and took care of them. And
yes,
there's
indeed.
There's a better way to honor her memory than get these kids out and shoot a few geese in her memory.
Wonderful, Tom. Wonderful. Upper Bay Gun Club. Can't beat them. Better join them.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't beat us. You might as well join us.
Exactly right. Yep, good deal. Well, I'm glad to hear. How many kids you got going out today?
I think we had 9.
9? That's wonderful, yep. Man. That's wonderful.
Well, I hope you all have a great hunt today.
Yep, Tom. Tom, you're also director. I don't know if you heard your first hour of the show. Dale Gertz called in and extended his challenge. So send those emails out and those texts out today. We could use the help.
We need the money.
Well said.
That's
well
the best said. Way to say it.
The money.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, like I said earlier, we can't tell you everything we're doing. I mean, but we are operating at the highest levels we can possibly operate in this state. And there are things that we need to address now before we get to the General Assembly.
That's correct.
You know, the introduction of legislation is the end of the work.
If you're an outdoor enthusiast and you're in earshot of this program, I can guarantee you one thing. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is working in your benefit.
I agree.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right, we're going to put some decoys out. Have a great day.
Go get them.
Go get them.
Thanks.
Good luck to all the Utes out there. Thanks, Tom.
See ya.
Debbie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I recognize this voice. How are you, Debbie?
I thought you might.
Good. What's up?
Just going to enter for the gun.
For the muzzleloader. Putting Ricky back in the contest.
Putting Ricky back in the contest.
That's right.
Got to keep him going.
Got to get you out there shooting.
I don't because of my neck.
Got it. Yeah, I got it. So, all right. Yeah. Well, thank you, dear.
All right. You have a lovely day.
You do.
You too. Tell everybody I said hi.
All righty.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That would be Miss Debbie. Brian, good morning. How are you, Brian?
Oh, good morning, Alan. Robin.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
I'm loving the voice.
Yes, indeed. What's up, Brian?
Not a lot. I just want to call in for the muzzle loader.
All right.
And then I'm seriously thinking about going for the course, the safety course.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. I was listening to you and Robbie a few weeks back when you were up in Taos and moving your place.
Oh, my, yeah.
Down there. Well, I'm in the process of doing my dining room and kitchen, and I've made it all into one. And anyway, but I used to be a a driver for a flower company. I was a dispatcher, but I used to come down your area every morning. I leave at 5 in the morning and get down there around about 6:15 in the morning and go through the back way and out that, what is it,
yeah.
40 miles I had to drive from Route 50.
Right.
And go down there and do two deliveries in the morning. And there's a little bridge that I got across. And on the left-hand side, there's a post office. And there's that lake or waterway there. About the third or fourth house along, I used to see the guy as I crossed the bridge come out and do some crabbing.
Oh, yeah.
So on my way back, I used to call into his place and pick up a bushel of crab.
Nice, nice, Brian.
And I'd tell you, that bushel of crabs, though he couldn't give me all male, he gave me mixed, but they were big. And I used to take them down to Ocean City with me, but I'd piled bags of ice on them. And then I used to go all the way up Route 1.
Yeah.
And work my way up there, do deliveries.
Yeah.
And then come up around the Dover Way and then come down 301,
right,
et cetera, on my way back to my place of work.
Wow.
Sometimes I didn't get back till 7 o'clock at night.
No, I understand, Brian.
Yeah, but it's beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
The Eastern Shore is a beautiful place.
Alan's yes, really sir. Enjoying it.
I'm enjoying living there, that's for sure, Brian.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you for your call, buddy. We have to move along, and I appreciate sharing your thoughts with us, okay?
Okay.
Have a good day, Brian.
Have a nice one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Located on Ken Island, just across the Bay Bridge, and you get there by getting off on exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Not far along. Just easy to get to. It's Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, look, the buck rut is here. The deer breeding season is here. And if you need anything to attract deer, they've got oodles of it. Now, I don't know if you know what oodles means, but they've got walls and walls of display of scents, cover scents, attractants, bags of corn and bags of apple cracker and bags of J&B and bags of, you name it, all the supplements and that type of thing to bring those deer closer. They've got the grunt calls. They've got the spray scents. They've got the boots. They've got the waders. They've got the hip boots for waterfowl. They've got the camouflage clothing by Bandit and Under Armour. They've got the Yeti cooler if you want to take your coffee in the woods with you and keep it warm, you know, for a couple hours. They've got the tumblers and the waterfowl calls and decoys and steel shot and gear and camo and guns and ammunition and muzzle loaders and you get the point. You understand why Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh pick crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex brand bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bed liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard, in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
All right, we're back. Thank you, Hank. I appreciate that. Thank you for those who have pledged via text or online. We've got a couple of folks that have sent some contributions in, and we greatly appreciate that. That would be Michael and Fred and Dave and Evan. We appreciate all the things that you guys do, and we know that all of you know how important this endeavor is in Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Yep.
No question about it. So, and by the way, the Bucks, Bears, and Stags that we talked about, the scoring enterprise.
The one that we're starting.
Mm-hmm. www.bucks-bears-stags.com. is also going to contribute to the Maryland Hunting Coalition and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry.
Yep.
So more about that later.
All about that great tradition of hunting.
All about that, the heritage of hunting. That's exactly right. By the way, $5 off your dozen order of crabs at Good Time.